Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Reish Tzadi Omud Aleph. And Be'ezus Hashem, today we have the tremendous zechus to finish off the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, finishing off Simen Tov Chav Ches, and we're in the middle of Se'if Ches. Yesterday we started learning about certain special haftoros that we lay during the latter part of the year, the seven of Nechemta, after the three of Paroniusa, and then there's two special ones of Tshuva. So we began learning what the three of Paroniusa are, the three that we learned during the 3 weeks, and we brought down, that's Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimud Var Hashem, and Chazon Yeshaya. So now we move on with the very last word of Reish Pei Tes Omud Beis, that we learned the Sheva and Nechemta, the seven special haftoros that we read following Tisha B'Av that are Nechama, they are comforting types of haftoras. And these are the first one, of course, Shabbos Nachamu, 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 Ami, that's the first one. And then the first words of the next six haftoras are Vatomer Tzion, Ani Yoso Ara, Anochi, Rani Akara, Kumi Ori, and Sos Osis. So those are the total of the Shiva, the Nechemta, starting from Shabbos Nachamu. Then the Mishnah Brura that we had skipped yesterday, we were in the middle of Sif Katan Chav Beis, the end of the second line over here on Reish Tzadi Omud Aleph. He tells us a couple of special additional haftorahs, what the leanings are for those haftorahs. So Masha Kasa B'Chumashim, he brings down the Chumashim have listed for the haftorah of Vayishlach, Parshas Vayishlach, Vayivrach Yaakov, he says that's a mistake. Who toes? Ella, Vayetze, instead, and Vayetze, Maftirin Min Vayivrach Yaakov, Atzov Hoshea, until the end of the Sefer Hoshea. And then V'achakach Psukim Yoel, then we read some additional Psukim from Yoel, which are V'achaltem Ochol V'chule, V'idate V'chule. And he says the reason for this is who mitam shetzorech l'sayim edover tov. We have an overriding principle that we always try to end off a laning, whether it be in the Chumash or the Torah, with a dover tov. And Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down, this is true in all Kriyas HaTorah, Sheyaschul V'yisayim edover tov. He brings down from the Ramah and Simen Kufla Amid Ches. We always try to start and end every Aliyah with a Dover Tov. And the Mishnah Brura explained over there, Shakon Akavona LeDover Tov Shal Yisrael, something good for the Jewish people, not just something good Stam for Nochrim, but something good for the Jewish people. That's called Tov. In any event, therefore, the Mishnah Brura says the way the Chumashim have set up the Haftorahs is incorrect. Then he says, Uba Hoshea Nistayim, at the end of Hoshea, we conclude with Uposhim Yikoshlubam, and that's why we don't want to end off on that bad note, and that's why we say a couple of Psukim from Yoel, from the Novi Yoel, in the Treyaser. Then he says, "Ubayishlach maftirim min vami tluyim v'gam miktsas v'yirach Yaakov ad Moshiach ein bilti," and that is the correct way according to Mishnah Brura. We'll point out later on that the Mishnah Brura himself quotes the Shari Tshuva. It says, "Hakol kifi haminog." With all of these haftorahs that we're going to learn today, there are different customs in different parts of Klal Yisrael, and everybody should follow their custom. I heard a beautiful vart from Rav Zev Smith Shlita saying over in the name of Rav Palm Zatzal that how can you have a person following somebody else's custom? If he goes into somebody else's shul, he has to follow that custom. What about his own custom? So Rav Palm Zatzal said that the custom of Klal Yisrael is that you always follow the custom of the makom that you're in, and therefore that overrides any personal meaning that you have. A beautiful idea. We should always not have machlokes, and therefore a person should always follow the custom of the shul that he's in. Finally, the Mishnah Brura concludes over here at the end of Siv Katan Chav Beis, V'alpi Agroa Noagim L'Hafti B'Parshas V'Yishlach Chazon Ovadja. According to the Vilna Gaon, we say the entire Novi Avadja, one of the smallest Treyasar, and that is the Haftorah for V'Yishlach. And he brings it down there in the Chayyadu. Now we continue back with the Mechaber. He says, On Tzom Gedaya, Ovyom Tzom Gedaya, Ay Mincha Taim Maftirin Dirshu Hashem B'Motzo. And he says, Ubi Shabbos Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. And on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is known as Shabbos Shuva, Maftirin Li'olam Shuva. We always read the Haftorah known as Shuva Yisro. The Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Chav Gimel explains, Ulefi Sheba Hoshea Hussein Haftorah Zu Uposhim Yikoshlubam. As we just pointed out, at the end of this, you would end off with bad words that says, Uposhim Yikoshlubam, the sinners will fail on this. So the aim is saying, therefore, we don't conclude with those last words. And Lekach Mosifim Bab Sukkim, we add on Sukkim. There are different opinions. The first opinion he brings down, this is from the Avudram, is Yesha Kosu Shemosifim Psuke Micha. You read from Micha, Mikel Kamocha Vagomer. And the second opinion he brings down from Tosfos is Yesha Kosu Shemosifim Psuke Yoel. You read from Yoel, Tiku Shofa Vagomer. How do we paskin? He brings down the Elwi Rabba Kosav, Shebe Prague, the Minogan Prague was Nogulos, Psuke Micha Vagam Psuke Yoel. They read from both. The issue footnote number 16 brings down some detail over here. Which order do you read them in? Do you follow the normal order over here of the Treyasar, which would mean first that you have Hoshea, and then you would have Yoel, and then you would have the words of Micha, or do you go out of order? So he brings down from the Aderis, who states that you must read it in the order that it's printed in. And he brings down, it's not nice that certain Chumashim have printed it out of order. And he brings down from Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah said it previously as well, in Siman Kuf Mem Daled, that you must read Navi in order. You can't skip. However, the Elyon Rabbah brings down that you can read it out of order, albeit the Big Day Yesha questions how we could go against this din in Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish paskened over here, he says it depends. If you're actually reading from a klaf, so then you must go in the order that it's written in. But if you're reading from a chumish, so he said, then you could possibly read it out of order. And similarly, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe brings down, that if you're reading from a chumish or from a haftorah book, so then it's a tircha the tzibur to read it all, so just read then from micha. You can skip the yol and just go straight to micha and end in a positive note that way. But if you're reading from a klaf, he says, you should just read yoel and not go all the way to micha. Either way, as we pointed out, hakol lufi haminog. Everybody should follow the minog of the shul that they're in. As an aside, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita questions how some shuls have the minog by the Haftorah of Mishpatim, that they read the regular Haftorah of Mishpatim, and then they go earlier in the Navi, and they read two psukim. And he says that's really incorrect, and he says you shouldn't do so. However, he points out, in the name of his father, the Stipler Gaon, Zatzal, that it's very hard to change around a minog, and Tzorich Ion, whether one should go to the effort of switching around the minog of an already existing custom in a shul. Back to the Mishnah Berurah now. He brings down from the Dogel Mirvava, Hichriya De'en Tzarech Lofisud Mishteyem. The Dogel Mirvava says, don't do both Micha and Yoel over here. Elo, Kishakorin Vayelech. When you read Vayelech on Shabbos Shuva, B'Shabbos Shuva, Yesh L'Sayim B'Psuki Micha. At that point, you can finish it off with the words of Micha, because the two are connected. Du Me'ena Parsha Vayelech, because in Parsha Vayelech, it talks about the Ksiv V'Chora Apiv Gomer, and the last Psukim of Micha over there, P'Psuki Micha, Ksiv Lo Hechazik Lo Ad Apo. So we have this comparison over here, Api and Apo, therefore it makes sense to read it then. However, Ukishakorin Hazino Bishabashuva, on those years where Hazino was the parsha of the week for Shabashuva, so then he says, Yesh L'Sayim B'Psuki Yo, then you only read Yo. So according to the Dogma of Rava, it will depend on what parsha you're reading. If you're reading Parshas Vayelech, then you read from Micha. And if you happen to be reading that year for Shabashuva, Parshas Hazinu, so then you read from Yo. Why? Again, because it's connected. Du Gam Keme Eina Parsha. There's a relationship between Hazinu and Yoel. Tichsiv bo Yarov kamator l'chi v'gomer kisirim v'gomer v'chrivim ali esef. So you have all of these psukim here in Parshas Hazinu that parallel the psukim in the Haftorah of Yoel. Or psuki Yoel k'siv v'yored l'chem geshem mori v'gomer. So the two are analogous. So when you're reading Vayelech, there's a reason to go read specifically from Micha. And when you're reading over here Hazinu, there's a specific reason to read the words of Yoel at the end. V'ayin shari tshuva, shemasayim b'zeh, and here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the shari tshuva that I mentioned before, shakol kifi haminog. Don't cause machlokes, don't cause fights, everybody should do what their shul does. If you're a guest in the shul, you follow what that shul does on your own. If you want to say additional stuff, you can say it, not a problem. But if you're the person getting the aliyah, and you're reading the Haftorah publicly, so you have to do what the shul's minog is. Then we continue, the Mechaber writes, Ukishir Rosh Hashanah Bebeis Gimel, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on either a Monday or a Tuesday, and we pointed out previously, that means that there are going to be two Shabbases between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So then in that situation, the Tzavim Vayelech are broken up. So in that situation, Shiei Shabbos Ben Yom Kippurim L'Sukkot, V'Korim Bo Hazinu. So then you're going to read Vayelech before Yom Kippur, and you can read Hazinu between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So in this situation, your Maftir over here on Parshas Hazinu, Vayedaber David. Others disagree. This opinion is brought down by the Tur, that when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or Tuesday, and Vayelech is going to be the first parsha between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, in that situation, Maftirin Bo Dirshu. You read Dirshu on that Shabbos, not Shuva. And the Shabbos after Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, that's when you read Hazinu, Shekorin Hazinu, Matirin Shuva. So this opinion of the Torah always connects Hazinu with the Haftorah Shuva. And therefore, even though it's after Yom Kippur, they would say that you read the Haftorah of Shuva after Yom Kippur on the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chavdalah brings down that according to the second opinion, that you read on what normally would be Shabbos Shuva, you instead read Dirshu Hashem B'Motzo. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mishum Dirsiv, Dirshu Hashem B'Motzo, Vamru Chazal. When is the optimal time that you should seek out Hashem? Your tefillos are always going to be accepted then? Zehu B'Yasori Yom Mishadein, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. That's the famous word that the person should always try to daven with a minyan. because his tefillos may not be answered. But during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, even if he davens b'yechidus, there's a chance, or a better chance, that his tefillos will be accepted. And that's the idea, Dir Shoshem b'matzo, when Hashem is available, so to say, more so available, and that's during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and that's why the second opinion holds over here, that you say the Haftorah of Dirshu when there are two Shabbosim, one before Yom Kippur, one after Yom Kippur, before Sukkot. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah continues, Sivkot Chavdal, of Yomu Chazal, Zeo Basara Yomim, Shevein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. That's why we say Dirshu then, according to the second opinion. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, Maftirin Shuva, then you read the Haftorah of Shuva on the Shabbos after Yom Kippur, according to the second opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Chavdal, the Ofet Sokol Yodim. It's always good for a person to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether Ben Kodim Gzadin, Ben Liachar Gzadin, whether it's before Yom Kippur or after Yom Kippur. So therefore, there's no problem in reading Shuva after Yom Kippur. How do we paskin? So the Ramah says, Hagah, V'haminog kisvar rishona. I dare say almost all shuls follow this minog of the Ramah, certainly Ashkenazic shuls, that we always read the Haftorah of Shuva on the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. The Ramah continues and he writes, U'bishar Shabsos Hashona, Maptirim Me'ein HaParish. He brings down from the Torah that these are the exceptions to the rule, but in general, the rule is that whatever the Parsha is, there is a Haftorah set up specifically for that Parsha, and that's normally what is read, with all of the exceptions that we've said over here being exceptions to the rule. Finally, he says, Ukishakorin shtei parshos, any week that has a double parsha. So do you read the Haftorah of the first parsha, or do you read the Haftorah of the second parsha? We don't want to read both, that's a tircha de tzibura. So what should you do? So the Ramah says, Maftirin b'achron, he brings out from the Mordechai, that the minhag is to go read the second Haftorah. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, that if you made a mistake, im tov, if tiru es Haftorah, shal parsha rishona, so the Kav HaChaim brings down, in the name of Ruchayim Pelagi, shebeglal, Tirchas the Tzibura, because it would be too difficult to read both Haftorahs, and you read the wrong Haftorah, it's okay. Lo chos, we don't have to go back, and the Ksotzer Shulchan says the same thing, and he explains, because technically the first Haftorah was correct to read, the minig is to read the second one, but because of Tirchas Tzibura, we say that you were Yotzi B'dievet reading the first Haftorah. In a year that is a Shana Me'uberes, there are a number of different changes in the calendar that can occur. So, for example, Vayakal Pikude, it could come out that Vayakal could be Parsha Shkolim. So then, Rav Tukachinsky Zatzal in the Luach Eretz Yisrael brings down, in that situation, that the Haftorah of Pikude, the minhag was to read the Haftorah of both Parshos, of Vayakal and Pikude, because for Vayakal you read Shkolim. And he brings down other opinions over here that say that that's too difficult. The Elia Rabba, for example, brings down that you just read Vayas Chiram, which is a normal Haftorah for Parshas Vayakel, and you just add a couple of the words of Vatashlim Kol HaMelacha from Pekudei. However, Rav Tukachinsky Zatzal brings down from the Elia Rabba that that's only for Chutz La'aretz, because they've already read the Haftorah of Vatashlim Kol HaMelacha on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Sukkos, which isn't, of course, existent in Eretz Yisrael. That's Chol HaMoed already. Avol be'Eretz Yisrael, he says the proper way is to read both of these Haftorahs for Parshas Pekudei in the year what you read for Vayakel for Shkolim. However, he says, in a year that the 8th day of Chanukah is also on Shabbos, so then you've already read Vayas Chiram. The Haftorah for Vayakel is also the Haftorah for the second Shabbos of Chanukah in the year that has two Shabbos of Chanukah. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even in Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Lahaptir B'Parshas Pekudei Rak Vatashlem Kol Melacha, the normal Haftorah of Pekudei. The Ramah continues and he says, there's one exception to this rule over here, that in the double parsha you read the Haftorah of the second parsha, Milvad. The one exception is B'Achrimos Kedoshim. When Achrimos and Kedoshim are read together, so instead of following the rule that you should read the Haftorah of Kedoshim in that situation, instead, the Maftirin, Halo Kivnei Kushim, Shi Haftoros Achrimos. He says the minhag is to go and read the Haftorah over here of Achrimos, which is the first parsha, rather than the Haftorah of Kedoshim, which would normally be read as the second parsha. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Chavav, why is this? Mipnei Shaftorah Shel Parsha Shnia Maskeres Mitoavas Yushlaim, because the Haftorah over here of Kedoshim mentions some terrible toavos, terrible abominations that occurred, as opposed to Masha'e, King Kishem Nefrodos. But when they're separate, you don't have a choice. Shekrar Koru, Halo Vene Kushim, Beparshas Achri. So then you've already read the, quote, nicer Haftorah for Achrimos, and therefore, Behechrik, Lahafti, Beparshas Kedoshim, Hativshot. Therefore, you don't have a choice, and you read this Parsha, Hativshot, for the Haftorah of Kedoshim. The issue footnote number 18 says this is in fact the minhag of the Chazon Ish. However, he brings down from Rav Tukachinsky Zatzal, brings down that some have the custom to read twice, 2 weeks in a row, Halo Kibnei Kushiyim. And this in fact was the opinion of Shmuel Salant Zatzal, who was the Rav in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. Some follow this custom, although he brings down that in the Luach that was printed in Eretz Yisrael in a certain year, in Tafresh Ayin Tes, they did not mention this custom. And he says, no came b'chol Yerushalayim. Obviously, it didn't take over and was not the custom in all of Yerushalayim. The rest of Dirshu footnote number 18 talks about what happens if you made a mistake. So it brings down various opinions as to what you do in situation, and he concludes over here from the Bir Halacha, Im kori mitoch chumish o misifra daftor, if you're reading from a printed sefer, shakol nimtza b'sefer echod, it's very easy to go skip from one page to the other, ain't tzarech lachzor l'varoch. Then if the person started off thinking he was making the brachos on the Torah on a certain haftorah, and they point out, no, that's the wrong haftorah, then since it's all there in the book, you just continue reading, you don't have to make another bracha. However, if you're reading minavi from a klaf, shetzarech lavi novi achel l'kriya, now you have to take out a different novi, let's say you had Yecheskel out there, now you have to take out the trey atzar, this would constitute having to make a new bracha. He says in this situation, it's okay to read the quote wrong Navi and don't take out the new klaf over here of the new Navi. Again, I ain't from this footnote for some of the details. Finally, we conclude over here in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'nei ha-levush cholik al-ramah. The levush argues over here on the Ramah. V'daito, the gamkshi kafula korim haftor achron. He says, even for achrimos kedoshim, you read the second parshas haftorah, no matter what. Nevertheless, the Bach and others say that we don't paskin over here like the Levush. Everybody over here paskins like the Ramah. And this would be true also if Parshas Achrimos was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and then you'd read the Haftorah, the special Haftorah of Matir and Mocha Chodesh. So then, the Matir and Mishabbos Parshas Kedoshim, then when you read the following week Kedoshim, even though it's by itself, you can read from the Haftorah of Achrimos, which normally would have been Halob Knev Kushim, but since you didn't read it the week before, you now read it for Kedoshim. And this is brought down from Rabbi Akiva Eger. That is the last Mishnah Berurah over here in the fourth volume. We still have the Ramah to finish up. So now let's finish up the Ramah, and he writes a din that we had previously. The Noagin Lahafdir Bechasana on an Ofruf Shabbos, they used to have a special Haftorah called Sos or Sis, which is one of the seven of the Nechemta. However, it only pushes aside a haftorah of a, quote, regular Shabbos. It wouldn't push aside any of the special haftorahs that we've mentioned. The Lo Shel Dalet Parshos, not the special four parshos of Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh. The Lo Shel Rosh Chodesh, not the haftorah for Rosh Chodesh, nor the haftorah for the next day being Rosh Chodesh, or Marcha Chodesh, or Chanukah, the haftorah of Chanukah, or Shira, or the haftorah that we read on Parshas Bishalach for Oz Yosher, the special haftorah we read that Shabbos. Finally, the Ramah concludes, these are the last words of the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, Avoshar haftoros dochin miponeah, but all other haftoros, the special haftorah of Sos Osis, which push aside that regular weekly haftorah that we normally would read, instead we read the Sos Osis for the Chasana. However, our minhag today is not to do so as we've brought down previously. And the Ramah adds as well, we've already learned Kfar Nisparel El Sin Tav Chav Hei, the Eim Adalgim Minovi, Lenovi, we don't skip around within the Novi, the Gam Nisbor Shom Siv Beis, Im Dochim Ibnei Shal Rosh Chodesh, Achas, Neilu Haftor Shinishu Kan. We also said, what happens when you have a conflict between Rosh Chodesh and one of the special Haftorahs? There are different customs that we brought down over there as well. With this, we conclude the Simen Tov Chav Ches, which dealt with these halachos of Rosh Chodesh, as well as some of the special Haftorahs. And this concludes the beautiful fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the tremendous zechus to do this learning together. And Be'ezus Hashem, we look forward to starting tomorrow with the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. There is a small little kuntres on the next page, Seder Lasos Luach Miktzara, which actually goes through many of the things that we've already talked about in terms of some of the formulation of the calendar, the molad, and some of the details in terms of a person trying to create a calendar from start. So a person is very much encouraged to read that as well. With this, we conclude today's shir and the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah.